Welcome to the Indies Reading Block Podcast, the podcast that puts stories first. Join us for short stories and excerpts of books by up-and-coming indie authors. We cover a wide array of genres, and you'll never know what you'll find each episode.
Happy New Year! This is episode 5 of the Indies Reading Block Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Freitas, author and publisher at Paper Crane Books. Before we get started on the show, I wanted to make a quick mention about a slight change to our social media presence. Facebook made an announcement that starting January 1st, 2015, they were going to limit what people saw from pages they liked. This, of course, affects not only the press, but also the authors signed to the press, since they all have author pages. There is also rumor that Facebook will eventually force businesses to pay a fee if they want to mention anything about anything they deem promotional. Because Paper Crane Books is really a micro press, I'm going to start phasing out from Facebook and moving on to Tumblr. Tumblr is a bit more friendly to outside users of the social media network, and has customizable blogs that I can use to the press's advantage. So if you want to keep up with us, you'll be able to follow us at papercranebooks.tumblr.com. Our Tumblr is a bit of a mess at the moment, but it should get all worked out by the end of January. We'll continue to post on Facebook as long as Facebook allows us to, but even if you like our page, you might not see all of our posts on your feed. So that's enough news-related stuff. Let's get on to the show! This episode, we're featuring an excerpt from The Adventures of Jojo Smith by Tony Duxbury. Tony was born in London, but now lives in Guatemala. In his lifespan, he's visited 28 countries and has worked various jobs ranging from dishwasher to English teacher. Tony started writing over 20 years ago, but is only now trying to break into publishing. Reading has always been a passion of Tony's since he was a teen, and he discovered fantasy in his 20s, which has become his preferred genre to write in. He believes that fantasy exercises his imagination to write a credible story, especially when implementing magic or other supernatural powers in a tale. His writing is about the possibility of change. The Adventures of Jojo Smith is a tongue-in-cheek fantasy tale about a young man named Jojo Smith who, through no fault of his own, is transported to an alien medieval world by a magician who was practicing a spell. Scared witless, all he wants is to be sent home. Unfortunately, the magician chooses to ignore him. And then Jojo Smith hits upon the idea of making a revolution to gain his ends when he finally decides to take things into his own hands. Of course, things go wrong from the start. The novel is rated R. Due to lack of equipment, our very own Dan Wright has agreed to step up and read the excerpt for Tony. So, without further ado, here's the excerpt to The Adventures of Jojo Smith. Hope you enjoy!
The Adventures of Jojo Smith by Tony Duxbury. Chapter 1. With a start, I found myself looking down and watching my feet hit the road again. Grinding to a halt and looking around, I found there wasn't much to see. Where the hell am I? It's dark, I'm cold, in the middle of nowhere. Well, this road has to lead somewhere eventually. If I walk along it long enough, I'm bound to reach civilization at some point. Stands to reason. For Christ's sake, this is England! No one can really get lost in England. It's too small a country. Too many people packed into a small area. I feel lost, though. It's just a desolate landscape. Moors on either side of the road. Well, I think you can call it moors. Anyway, I'm lucky there's a half moon out tonight, which is better than nothing. All the same, I must admit I find it scary, all this open space. Being a city boy, I prefer masses of concrete and diesel fumes. Am I still in Northumbria? Peering around me didn't seem to make much difference. One patch of countryside looked just like another to me. That's the problem with hitching. Some days are good and some are bad. Today's definitely a bad day. 3 poxy lifts. Doesn't anyone own cars up here? Not much traffic at all. At this rate, it could take me weeks to get back to the smoke. Maybe I should have started out earlier, but that's never any guarantee of rides. At least the walk-in's keeping me warmer than just standing around sticking my thumb out. It's bloody hours since I've seen a car. Anyway, it was nice to see John again. It's good to see someone sorting themselves out. In the 9 months since John left London, he's done all right. A decent job working for the local council. That in itself is lucky, what with the job situation in general. Round here must be a bloody miracle. Even though when he left, I thought he would miss the capital. I knew he would feel more at ease back home. He says he doesn't miss it, only the friends he made there. I believe him. He's done well for himself since coming back this way. Now he's got a nice girl living with him, a decent flat and a motor. Yeah, it's not bad. Lucky northern bastard. Wish him all the best, but I can't stop feeling a little envious, that's all. Yeah, good on you, mate. Wish I could sort myself out like you have. I think John knew I was glad for him, but he saw me going green around the edges with envy because he said, "It's happened more by accident than design." Well, I must admit it has to be better than the 2 years he spent in London, although we had some good times together. We were in the same boat then, living in a shared house in Kilburn, a hand-to-mouth existence, sign-on and grabbing what cash-in-hand work we could find. We had some monumental piss-ups. His girlfriend is nice. Susie, easy to get on with, always ready to have a laugh. She really made me feel welcome. Nice one, John. Well done, my son. Oh, this bloody road goes on forever. Doesn't anyone live around here? I would feel better if I came across some houses. I wouldn't feel so alone. The great outdoors is frightening. There's too much sky. Makes you feel insignificant. The only good thing about being out there is the stars. Living in the city, you never realise how many there are because you've never seen them. What was that? Lightning? Off to the left, a bright flash of light. It must be lightning. Oh, Christ, that's all I need. Rain. There's no thunder, though. Maybe the storm is still far away. Certainly made me jump. I'll stop and wait for the next burst to see if it lights up the countryside. I might be able to see something. Houses or signposts or anything. There it goes again. Hold on, that can't be lightning. It's too small. It's localised too near the ground. It can't be sheet lightning because that fills up the sky, and it definitely isn't forked lightning hitting the ground because I never saw any bolts come down to the earth. There it goes again, but still no sound. Definitely on or near the ground, but as bright as sheet lightning would create. Like someone turning on and off a powerful searchlight every few seconds. But searchlights have a beam of light. This doesn't. Also, it's close, maybe 500 yards away or less. It's certainly bloody odd, but there must be a perfectly simple explanation for it. Maybe there's another road over there, or people doing something or other. If there are people, I can find some information, like where the hell I am, or at least the best direction to take. With luck, wherever it is, may have some cigarettes. I could bum a smoke. It's hours since I smoked my last one. But I wouldn't go for a quick gas now. Feeling buoyed up for the first time in bloody hours, I smiled like an idiot in the dark. Okay then, mate, let's trundle along over there and find out what's happening. At least whatever it is lights up the surrounding area. Gives me something to see by. Right then, take it nice and easy, no breaking any legs on the way. This ground is pretty rough. I must be some sort of idiot. Here I am, I don't know where, walking across a wilderness in the middle of the night. The worst of it is I keep talking to myself while I'm doing it. Thank God it's only my mind and not out loud. Mind you, there's no one around to hear. All the same, I've definitely got to get out of this habit of holding conversations with myself. You got that? Yeah, sure. No sweat, mate. Oh, Christ, I'm doing it again. Shut up, fool! Concentrate on looking where you're placing your feet. It's funny, really. When I'm out and about, I watch other people and wonder what they're saying to themselves inside their heads. Bizarre the way I can hold up two sides of an argument or conversation with myself. Then again, it must be a general thing, common to all. To be realistic, I can't be the only one who can do it. It's just that we never admit to talking to ourselves. It's a sign of madness, or at least mental instability. Sometimes I fervently wish I could see into other people's minds, to eavesdrop on their thoughts and feelings. Especially when I'm trying to chat up a girl or in a job interview, while I'm trying to pick my way through the minefield of trick questions. Unfortunately, if I could do that, it can be assumed that other people would have the same ability and see into my mind. I don't like the thought of that. Just think of it, everyone having access to all those repressed thoughts, dark desires and irrational fears we all keep locked away in their dark little cells. You could lose a hell of a lot of friends that way. I figure that being honest and facing up to my own deepest emotions, I've come to understand that I'm a boiling cauldron of conflicting emotions myself, and so is everyone else too. My egalitarian spirit helps me to spread out the worst aspects of my personality, as well as my best. In other words, I'm no worse than the next man and he's no better than me. All right, enough of that self-indulgent psychobabble. Get on with it. The flashes are continuing at regular intervals. Still no sound. How far to go now? 100 yards or so? No people around. The light is coming from between two upright slabs of rock. Hold on. They're not all of one piece. They seem to be man-made. Different sizes of rocks put together to form two small columns about 6 feet high. Better keep my eyes down or the light will blind me. It's some sort of blue-white ball floating in between the columns. I'm beginning to dislike this. Maybe I should just turn around and hit the road again. Placing my feet is tricky. The flashes are destroying my night vision. I only wanted someone to talk to. I can't see anyone, even by shading my eyes with my hand. There's no heat from whatever it is. No warmth at all. Just a cold white light washing over me and the moor every time it pulsates. Shout! Yeah, man! Shout and see if anyone answers. Hello? Hey? Anybody there? Nothing. Not a dicky bird. Nada. This is eerie with a capital E. I definitely do not like this. I'm sweating. Calm down, man. Take it easy and be rational. Be rational? I've just reviewed every superstitious fear of the dark I've ever had. Remember that you're a coward. Head back to the road right now. Now, stop pissing about. Why am I still walking towards that thing? I want to stop, right? So why don't I stop? Jesus Christ, it means I can't stop. Something is pulling me towards that thing. Oh no. This can't be happening. This isn't real. Please. Oh God, this is wrong. God, help me, please. I know I'm not a believer, but please, does it matter? I can't stop moving. My legs don't seem to belong to me anymore. They feel like rubber and I want to piss. I've got to get away from this. I'm sweating like a pig and freezing cold at the same time. Stay calm, be rational, and fight this thing. I've got no strength against it. I'm almost there, but there's still no heat. I can't see a bloody thing. It's like a flashing strobe light. Faster and faster. No! Yeah! Whew, what a nightmare. I've had some really bad dreams before, but that was the most realistic. I'm glad it's over. Hold on. What am I lying on? It's the ground. Grass. Why? Think. I was walking down beside a road near the moors. Right. Then what happened? I must have laid down to sleep. Yeah, that must be it. It's odd, though. I wouldn't normally do that. I would just keep walking until I found shelter or something. If I've slept, then I didn't sleep very long because it's still dark and I don't feel as if I've slept. Something's wrong, but what? Come on, mate, put your brain in gear and think about what happened before you laid down. Try to remember. Dunno. Okay, one step at a time. I'm laying here on grass. Grass, that's it. I'm lying on grass. There's no grass in the moors. It's just gorse or heather. Definitely no grass. And trees. I can see trees. A wood? There wasn't any sign of trees before. That means I'm not where I was, right? Right, so how did I get here? Where's here? Dunno. I must know. Think! Start with walking down that road that crosses the moors. Right, so far so good. Next. What did I see? Nothing except the moors stretching out besides me on either side. Also before and behind me. What happened next? Nothing. Come on, you can remember! No, nothing until... Until what? Oh, Christ, the light. That bloody light! I went towards it and I couldn't stop myself. I remember being pulled towards the light against my will. Yeah, that's right. I got very close to it. It was strange because I expected heat and there wasn't any. I was very close. So close I could almost touch it. And then I must have blacked out. The Adventures of JoJo Smith by Tony Duxbury. As read by Dan Wright. A Paper Crane Books podcast.
Thanks for listening to the excerpt of The Adventures of JoJo Smith by Tony Duxbury. The novel is available right now through Amazon and Goodreads. If you're interested in learning more about the reader, Dan Wright, please go to his website, dandragondan.co.uk. You can also follow Dan on Twitter at PandaDanWright. And you can like his Facebook page at facebook.com/PandragonDanWright. If you're an author and would like to have your work featured on the Indies Reading Block podcast, please head over to papercranebooks.com/podcast and fill out the form. Our next episode will feature a short story from our very own Polly Barbeau. See you next time!